A group of military veterans has been riding bikes this week in and around Washington, D.C. Many of the bikes have been reconfigured so that men who lost limbs and suffered wounds in war could feel the power in their grace and the wind in their faces. They joined the annual four-day soldier ride organized by the Wounded Warriors Project. Before the ride started, the veterans were fitted for their custom-made bikes at Walter Reed Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland. That's where we met Michael Owens, who was riding for the third time. Mr. Owens was a U.S. Marine on his second deployment in Iraq in 2005. He was manning a heavy gun on a tank, but the tank got hit, rolled over, and crushed him.
You know, lost my arm, shattered both legs. But I got two post-cruciate ligament replacements on my left knee, and then I have a metal rod from my right knee to my right hip, and obviously had my arm off, taken off above the elbow.
How do you ride a bike?
Carefully. Carefully.
I deserve that. But that raises the question that follows, how do you ride a bike? Why ride a bike? Why is that important to you?
I think it's important, well, not only for me, but I think it's really important for warriors and veterans like myself to be able to know that we can still do the same things we did before or new things that we've never tried before. I mean, that is essential when it comes to recovery.
Michael Owens is a veteran picking up his life, but there are also riders who were just getting started, like Sergeant Patrick Brown. A Wounded Warriors volunteer helped lower Patrick Brown onto a bike that had been fitted so that he could pedal it with his hands.
Yeah, this is a specially made cushion for his chair that's completely molded to his body.
Sergeant Brown from Chesapeake, Virginia, served in Iraq and was on a bomb-clearing patrol in Afghanistan in 2010 when he was hit by an IED and lost most of both his legs.
Lost this one just below the knee. And this one was blown off around the kneecap. Then I lost the rest of the knee, rest of the leg, and my hip bone to infections.
Does learning how to ride a bike all over again this way mean something to everything else you've got ahead of you?
Yeah, it's a chance to start over. Just learning the same things you used to learn in a different way. Still be able to do everything you could do before.
You have family?
I do. Yes, my mom is actually here with me. My dad and brother and sister are back home.
Patrick Brown is 23. He says he's had 54 surgeries. His mother, Susan Brown, joined him in Bethesda this week and remembers and she and her husband got the call at 5 a.m. that their son was wounded.
That's usually about the same time Patrick would call. So, you know, when you answer the phone, I was expecting Patrick to go, "Hi, Mom," you know. And instead we got, "This is Marines Quantico." So it was tough, you know, and then you just settle on, okay, he's injured, but he's alive. Yeah. Then they read off the list of injuries, and you just have to focus on, okay, but he's alive. So it was 5 days of rough stuff before he got back here. But then when he was here and you can lay eyes on him, you know, you're like, okay, it's going to be okay. We can deal with all this. We can get through this. And he's had nothing but a positive attitude, so that helps immensely.
What's riding a bike mean to your son?
A sense of normalcy and a little bit of freedom, you know. The first time he rode the bike, he went around the tracks. He was like, you know, Mom, this is what I used to do. This is great, you know. This is telling me that everything I did isn't lost. I can come back and beat this.
A soldier named Devin Shy and his brother Eric are waging the same battle. Eric was shot in the head by a sniper in Iraq in 2005. He's talking again, but can't walk. Devin Shy was wounded in his legs, back, shoulder, and head in Afghanistan in 2010. Devin has had 15 surgeries and is making his second Wounded Warriors ride, pulling his brother behind him.
I do the pedaling, and my brother's job is pretty much to tell me to row. So he's my motivation to keep me going. When I'm almost ready to quit, he makes fun of me, and that's our own little thing. When he makes fun of me, it kind of gets me in the mood to push myself a little bit further.
So. You guys really are brothers, right?
Yeah, we are.
Do you, when you and your brother are on the bike, do you say things when you're just with each other, talk about things that come up, and maybe they wouldn't among other people?
sometimes, you know, I tell him if he wants to go to sleep, he can go to sleep because, you know, it's relaxing to him to be out in the outdoors,
yeah,
being able to move. He told me during the race it feels like he's actually riding. And I said, anything I can do to, you know, make it better, let me know. He pretty much just makes fun of me the whole time. And, you know, afterwards, that's when we start talking and he says he's proud of me. And I tell him I'm proud of him. And nobody thought that we could ever do it. Before, I was sitting in my room. I wasn't doing anything at all. I felt sorry for myself. And then it was pretty much a kick in the butt from somebody else that said, hey, you know, you got both your legs. Look at the other guys. They don't have both theirs, and they're riding a bike. Why can't you do it?
After three Wounded Warrior soldier rides, Michael Owens thinks he knows the word for what riding together gives to people who gave so much.
Camaraderie. Riding with other veterans, riding with other wounded warriors, so to speak. It's the same kind of fun you had in the military. And now we're not in the military. We can't be in the military, but we get to have that same camaraderie. And going out with the, you know, big groups like this, 15 to 40 different warriors all riding together. You look back and you got guys missing legs, missing arms. It doesn't matter. We're just all riding together. That camaraderie is awesome. And I think that's what I just feel when I ride.
Corporal Patrick Brown, U.S. Marine Corps. Major Jonathan W. Craig, U.S. Army. Sergeant Michael Owens, U.S. Marine
Service
Corps.
Members were honored by President Obama at the White House yesterday.
Thank you. Proud of you guys.
While there, the veterans took a spin around the South Lawn. Mr. Obama called it one of the most inspiring White House events. The veterans wind up their Wounded Warrior Soldier ride today along the Chesapeake Bay, but they'll continue to ride on together. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.